are very preferred. We started our operation last year, inquiring from the Aegis Department, the locus of these vigilante groups, and had a very vivid answer from them that they were illegal and unlawful. So that was a very giant step we took. Then this year we've gone around, assess the readiness of our men. That is their numbers, their equipment, and the training they have. Policing elections is a special event, and this is a special method of policing. It's different from the everyday policing. If I say we're prepared, that means the police can do it alone. In order for us to succeed, we need to carry the citizenry along. So in each region, we met the chiefs. You know that the chiefs have a very strong influence on their subjects. We've advised our men that we should try to be very impartial and professional. That's the only way we can succeed as a police force. Immediately, the populace have the confidence and trust in us as an impartial and professional police force. There are 60% of our battle won. That is ensuring a transparent and incident-free election. It's put away their political colors, because everybody here is a politician. But as policemen, all what we do is Ghana first.
And therefore, we encourage our politicians not just to make it sharpen the airways, insulting one another. Politics is not about that. It's about setting people. Know that polarization and calling the age from one another needs to desist from this element. Real compassion must be back with peace. The church must not only preach, like this, but must be in the business of eradicating poverty, ignorance, and disease. The church then must look at what is happening, in our community here. What is happening to the people? When they are just one home, we are called as a government, have to prepare us to go out to people, as we go to the Guadu, a Chimayo, a Spano, a Beto Kogawa, a Sepa Modi, we have to be a Zabo, so we have to go to the Bongo, as we go to. God is not calling you to do that. You must respond to the needs. If calling all our congregations, responding to the needs of the communities around them. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I can't believe we are pastor. This is something I call you. And I'm not only, we must continue to do evangelism, Latin evangelism, and reaching out to people. We must continue to mobilize resources for education and health and all other things to be good partners to the government and institutions. We encourage our politicians to seek the welfare of others through genuine love, respect of one another, and then that you are here seeking our welfare. You can't be in power. Brothers and sisters, let us humble ourselves, share our wealth with one another. We must be honest with one another, and then the blessing of God will give us for the commissions. This is what we are coming to. You are not being commissioned to the members of the EPJ. There are others who need you. They are your leaders. Go out, look under them, see, greet everybody, and be friendly to everybody. Open your hands, because God has been good to you. Let's send God to us, to all God's children, the young, the old, the aged, the marginalized, the poor. We are all.